Warming temperatures across the Midwest over the next several days will likely help to break up some of the rivers and streams with all their ice that has accumulated this winter, but that may lead to some ice jamming on some of those rivers, and flooding will be a possibility. We don't have any major storm systems on the forecast charts right now, and that's probably going to help that river situation. Flooding is not expected to be very large, but there will be localized areas of flooding, and again, a direct result of the ice jamming that's going to take place, and not because of significant runoff. The precipitation prospects for the Midwest are rather dim at the moment, at least as far as major storm systems is concerned. That's good. We'll look for perhaps a chance for melting a lot of the snow that's across the region on a gradual basis over these next few days. The only precipitation of significance will likely occur some very light snow that moves through the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest here later today and overnight tonight. The snow is going to diminish as it moves southeastward through the region. The greatest accumulating snows will probably be early today in southern Minnesota, northern Iowa, maybe southern Wisconsin. After that, it will be breaking up, and the precipitation will be minimal thereafter. We really don't expect to see much meaningful precipitation after about 9 or 10 o'clock this morning. And we'll look for the next disturbance to bring moisture across the southern Canadian prairies and some of the northern areas of the U.S. plains, as well as the uppermost Midwest as we go through tonight and into the day tomorrow. The precipitation may be a little bit of a wintry mix in parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota, but snow will be the primary rule. It will be mostly a light precipitation event, and as it moves southeastward across the rest of the Midwest from Friday into Saturday, we'll look for a lot of the precipitation to once again diminish. So over this next 2 or 3 day period, there will not be much in the way of meaningful precipitation for the majority of the region, and we'll expect to see the temperatures continuing to moderate. Afternoon temperatures today will run mostly in the 20s and 30s across a big part of the Midwest. Some 40 degree temperatures will be possible near the Ohio River and back into portions of central Missouri. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll look for the temperatures again, 20s and 30s in the north and some 40s, perhaps even a handful of lower 50s in the south. Most of those 50 degree readings will be confined to parts of Nebraska and Kansas, maybe a small part of western Missouri. And as we move into the day on Friday, some colder air will come into the upper parts of the Midwest. The eastern Dakotas and Minnesota will see teens and 20s for highs. Everybody else will still be in their warming mode, with a lot of 30-degree readings in the Great Lakes region and 40s and 50s likely further to the south, maybe even a couple of readings up above 60 degrees in Missouri. And one more stop here on Saturday afternoon. We'll see that cooler air overspreading a larger part of the Midwest. We'll expect teens and 20s across the northern half of the region and 30s and perhaps a few 40s in the south. Our low temperatures at night are still going to be turning warmer as well, but it too will be a gradual process. We'll look for low temperatures tomorrow morning in the positive and negative single-digit readings across Wisconsin. Everybody else will probably see upper single digits and teens across the northern Midwest. The lower parts of the Midwest will see teens and lower 20s. The low temperatures on Friday morning are expected to run mostly teens and 20s north and 20s and some lower 30s south. And we'll see colder air overspreading a larger part of the Midwest on Saturday morning. Sub-zero temperatures will be back in the eastern Dakotas and parts of Minnesota. Positive single digits and teens will occur in the remainder of the northwestern Corn Belt, and everybody else across the Midwest will likely see temperatures dropping into the 20s and 30s for lows on Saturday morning. Sunday morning, we'll see the colder air pushing further east across the region, and then we'll look for some more warming to occur as we move into the early part of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.